May I speak, and may we all hear in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, "The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me." Today in the Church of England, it's designated as Vocation Sunday. The thought behind this is the importance to all Christian people to consider the call to ministry through our baptism, and for each of the baptized to prayerfully consider how that call to service is to be lived out. But where does it start? The reading from the Gospel is a small part of a longer exchange between Jesus and his fellow Jews in the temple. The evangelist's purpose in the whole of this Gospel is to show that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah, so that by belief in his name, all may have eternal life. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Luke relates an incident involving Peter in a place called Joppa. It's a touching story of a beloved member of the community, Dorcas, Tabitha, who's just died. Peter went to see her body, spoke to her, and she sat up. As this became known, many believed, not believed in Peter, but in Jesus of Nazareth, of whom Peter preached and taught, and for whom he lived. And Luke also helpfully included some information about Dorcas, that she was a skilled needlewoman, and also that she was devoted to good works and to acts of charity. Dorcas and Peter served their sisters and brothers in the name of the risen Christ. Jesus served his sisters and brothers in the name of his Father God. "If you are Messiah," said Jesus' fellow Jews to him, "tell us plainly." "I have told you," he said, "the works I do in my Father's name testify." The works of Jesus, the works of Peter, and the works of Dorcas in the service of others pointed beyond themselves. So then, where do our works point? How do we live out our vocation as the baptized? The two routes to the answers to these questions. Firstly, where do our works collectively point beyond ourselves, beyond the church, to the risen Christ? And secondly, where do our works individually point beyond ourselves, towards the risen Christ? The Church of England has set as an objective an increase of at least 50% in ordinations on the 2013 figures, and then sustained annually from 2020. But not every baptized person is called to ordination. In our diocese, we have a number of ways in which authorized ministry enhances what the church offers the community and enables works that, as Jesus said, testify beyond themselves. Occasional preachers, worship leaders, licensed local ministers, and pastoral assistants all work together with the clergy to build up the church and serve the community. And in addition to those authorized ministries, there's areas of service common to each. Each community needs people who serve on committees, do accounts, read lessons, administer the chalice, lead intercessions, serve as stewards, and the list goes on. As we are strengthened as a church that is built up for service, so we become that people whose work points beyond ourselves. It's not to one or other of us alone, but to what we do together that the community looks and that points to Christ. The Church of England uniquely has permission in all parts of the country to serve the community, not to draw attention to itself, but to point towards the new life in Christ, which is that gift of baptism. The Church of England is the biggest provider of social capital in the nation, in some places providing the only hub of social cohesion. This is part of vocation, when a Christian community seeks prayerfully and courageously to serve its community. And this points beyond that group of buildings, beyond the internal and domestic concerns, points to new life for all. This is part of the answer to one question about vocation, about living out the call to follow Christ, to live with and for him. So for us today is a very small part of the whole Church of God. To whom do our collective works point? We face a particular challenge with this very good news that works have begun inside our building. We'll all experience disruption to the way we use it, and we're given the opportunity during this time to look beyond it. Our daily patterns of prayer and worship continue, but we'll be flexible in the how of it. There'll be parts of the building out of bounds. Things aren't where we expect them to be. We can't move around as we're used to. Receiving Holy Communion this morning will be a case in point. The challenge for our builders is to understand that this isn't a museum, but a living place with the worship of God as our core purpose. And we offer worship to God throughout the day, sometimes in the choir or the nave, sometimes in the Lady Chapel. We offer prayer either on the hour led by our day chaplains or for our visitors, silently, written or unwritten. And our challenge is to know that it doesn't matter where we are when we worship, but it does matter who we are. And who we are is communicated in how we are, how we extend a welcome into this building, a welcome into a tradition of prayer and worship, a welcome into a place built to communicate the presence of God, where God comes close to God's people. In our welcome, in our worship, where do our works point? How are we living out our vocation as a community? And secondly, what about our individual vocation as the baptized? How do we, in all facets of our lives, point beyond ourselves to the one into whom we have been baptized? In the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard about Dorcas and her skills as a needlewoman, producing beautiful things for others. We heard about her continually doing good works and acts of charity. Peter's remembered in the scriptures as a fisherman. He's remembered as someone who found a voice as preacher and teacher. And he's remembered as someone who was eventually charged with leading the embryonic church. Jesus, the carpenter, also a teacher, a courageous prophet, a person of careful prayer, one who trusted in God. How each of these is spoken of centuries after their birth points towards their obedience to God's call on their lives, and importantly for us as we explore vocation, towards their understanding of this. Jesus said, "The works that I do in my Father's name." Luke records Dorcas's good works. The Gospels tell us of Peter's acts, productive and those his foibles, of his courageous challenges to the religious authority, and of his channel of the healing power of God. For each of them, when what they did is remembered, so is the one in whose name they did all their works. The example of Jesus, Peter, and Dorcas is that they served, each in their own way, and each in their own way came to their understanding of what it meant to be called by God, called and known by name. So then, to us, how do we live out our baptism, our sense of call, our vocation? It's not a word we may use very often. And it's an interesting and worthwhile exercise from time to time to ask ourselves where we see our baptism as strengthening our everyday lives. Some are called to live out their baptism in authorized ministry, but all are called to live out our baptism in acts of service to others. This is also vocation. How does our vocation as a child of God shape the way we engage day to day with those at work, or school, or college, and our family? How does that vocation shape our approaches to the challenges of life? How does it shape how we offer our time, money, and skills in the service of others? Do our works, our actions, our lives point beyond ourselves to the Christ whom we serve? A few examples near at hand. The first in the news sheet. There are a number of things which have to do with offering, with the living out of our vocation as the baptized, with throwing in our efforts with those of others in the service of the risen Christ. The second example are just those things we encounter we think might be done differently, whether that's in church or work or society. A vocational approach to these is to ask ourselves if we might be part of that change we think would be good. Could we be part of that change by getting stuck in ourselves rather than simply pointing out what's wrong? Could we make sure that we're praying for those who have the responsibility of making the change that we think is right and obvious? And at the very least, in all these things, to ask ourselves the question, to whom do our actions point? It is never a compliment when someone says, "I didn't know you were a Christian." Instead, it's a wake-up call to give some attention to our vocation. Jesus said, "The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me." And this is the example set before us, not simply as we consider Vocation Sunday, because vocation begins with baptism into Christ. And so each day, as we give thanks for God's gifts, we set ourselves to follow the example of Dorcas and of Peter and of millions of others who have found the joy and freedom of serving their risen Lord in ours, to whom all our works point, and in whom we will and continue to find our true and lasting vocation, to the glory of God. Amen.